Hello again. Welcome back to, what do I call this? Me talking about art as if you care.
Oh, that was rude. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about art again, because, I gotta put this degree to use. But also because art is one of the only things I actually can talk a lot about. Besides, like, I don't know. I actually don't know. I can talk forever about stuff. About art. Today, we're going to talk about charcoal. Because I said I was going to talk about charcoal in my last art audio. Which was... I believe it was about paint. Yeah, I think so. It was a while ago. So in order to help me, I actually have my art box right here. It's like full of things, and I've got like different types of charcoal in here. I'm gonna try my best to remember what each of them does and what each of them has a significance for. And if I don't, and if I get my facts wrong, feel free to correct me, because I do not know everything. First, I'm gonna play with this kneaded eraser because I just like doing that. It's like slime or putty, but not really. Sorry, I'm just mesmerized by this. Okay, I'm gonna put it down. okay. Right off the bat, I see my compressed charcoal stick, which is the brand General. This is a 6B, which means it's super duper soft. Actually, it's literally coming off on my fingers right now as I'm touching it. It's exactly what it's called. It's a stick of pure compressed charcoal that has been pressed together so much that it is homogeneous into one stick, kind of like sedimentary rock. This is like, I mean, when you think of charcoal, you think of this in an art sense, in a drawing sense. It's basically just used for like rough sketches. It's not really commonly used for like final pieces because of how messy it is, but it can be. It depends on how you use it. When I was in art school, they told us to get compressed charcoal to work on our figure drawings, like drawing people. Or, I forget what it was called. It was movement. It was like the movement of gesture. It was called gesture. We got this for gesture drawings, and gesture is where you draw the body, but you don't really like draw the body. You draw the movement that the body is going, so it's very exaggerated. So something like this is really nice because you can just like go ham and go wild and you don't have to go like precise with it. You can indeed get precise with it. It's just kind of hard and it's not really meant for that. Ugh, I'm getting it everywhere. It's all over my hand. But yeah, that's what compressed charcoal is mostly used for. I gotta remember to keep my voice down. This is supposed to be relaxing. Oh no. But yeah, that was this stick of charcoal, which I am so surprised has been this intact for so long, because I usually break mine in half because they're so fragile, especially the soft ones. This is 6B. That's like the softest they go, or at least the softest they go that I can get my hands on. But that's pretty neat. I do love me some compressed charcoal. I actually don't have a lot of different types of charcoal in here. I just have three, so this is probably going to be, like, pretty short. But I hope you will at least, like, learn something. Next up are my charcoal pencils, which are such a bitch to sharpen. Let me tell you. Hold on, I've got, like, four in here. No, I have five, and two of them are, like, super short. They're, like, stubs.
This one has the label worn out, so I don't know what softness this is. Shit, I can't read that one. What about this one? Oh, this one's also worn out. Oh, I've used these like so much. They're super short. Okay, I'm gonna read the long ones. This one is the same brand as the compressed charcoal. It's General's charcoal. This one is a 4B soft. So it's pretty soft, but not as soft as a 6B. And the tip is broken because, again, these are so hard to sharpen. Which, actually, gotta keep quiet. You're probably trying to sleep. Which, actually, little word of advice for people who want to start working with charcoal. For charcoal pencils, do not, and I repeat, do not use an electric sharpener. These are far too delicate for an electric sharpener. They will break so easily, even if they're like hard. Even if you get the hardest charcoal pencil out there, it's gonna fucking break because charcoal is not as, charcoal is very brittle in comparison to graphite. So do not use a electric sharpener. You can use just a regular sharpener, although it's not really the artist way. The artist way is actually getting like a knife, like a box knife. Well, not a box knife. I think there's special like sharpening knives, kind of like a whittle knife. But when you're sharpening a charcoal pencil, you don't want to sharpen it like a whittle. Like you don't want to go like really fast like that. You're gonna want to go slow and careful because again, it's a knife. That way, you can get more of the product, like the charcoal, rather than the wood. Rather than it being like a normal pencil. There are two ways to work with a charcoal pencil. You can sharpen it like a regular pencil up to a point, or you can be super precise, which is good for like line work. If you're working on a piece that requires a lot of line work, a lot of weight into the line to differentiate gravity and parts that you want to point out, or you can take your knife and you can get a really long point of charcoal, more than the wood, and you can just kind of, you don't have to be precise with it at all, you can just kind of like draw and swirl all kinds of stuff like that. So I think I only have 4B soft here. Oh, this one's a 6B. And these three are the only long ones I have. The other two are super short. That's just because they've been loved and cared for. Well, not much cared for, but you get what I mean. I really like charcoal pencils, actually. I like the feel of it. Or at least I like how it looks when I differentiate the line weight. Like, if I just did a sketch with vine charcoal and then I go over it with a charcoal pencil. I really hope you didn't hear my stomach growl. Well, now that I'm mentioning it, that... what was I saying? the pencil, I really like the pencils. I like working with the pencils more than I do with other charcoal, just because it's much less dirty. It's still dirty, of course. It's charcoal. Charcoal's always dirty. But it's less dirty. It's the lesser of evils. Something like that. So, on to the last bit of charcoal type that I have. If I can find it, it's kind of like scattered around because these ones I break so easily. It is vine charcoal, which is it's not really it's kind of like compressed charcoal, but not really. It's compressed to a point where it's not as homogeneous or like pushed together as compressed. It's not compressed is what I should be saying. But it's like it's very, very brittle. It's very, very light too. And they come in a cylinder rather than like a stick or a block. Like a vine. I don't really know how they make vine charcoal. Let me look that up because I want to be as factual as I want. As I can, I mean. Vine charcoal. Soft vine charcoal is created by burning hand-selected vines at high temperatures to produce a velvety stick with a slightly less intense black than our extra soft V40. Okay, so it's a plant. You know how in Minecraft you can like smelt wood to make charcoal? I think this is what they mean. Oh my god, they made charcoal from Minecraft a real thing. Okay, back to this. Ow. This is I don't really use this for vinyl pieces. Unless I want to get a good shade. But these are for rough sketches, or at least I used to use these for rough sketches. Again, super duper light, super duper brittle, very, very messy. Jesus, it's actually making a mess on my desk. But, oh, here's a really big one that I haven't snapped yet. Very nice. These, one of the main things I used these for was reductive drawings, where I took a vine charcoal and I just rub the side of the paper. I rubbed the side of the vine charcoal on the paper and I made it pretty dark, super duper dark, and I rubbed it in with like a paper towel or like a rag. There's something called a chamois, and you can also use those to like buff in the charcoal. A chamois is like a rag. I can't really explain it, it's really weird. Actually, let me look that up too. Also, chamois is spelled so weirdly. It's Think of how you think chamois is spelled, and I will 100% tell you it is not that. Are you thinking about it? It's pronounced Chamois. And you're probably wondering, where the fuck is the S? I don't know either, man. I think it's French. But yeah, a chamois, it's a type of leather, and it's used for blending, and it's very primarily used with charcoal. It also says here that it helps to clean charcoal off the artist's fingers, which is a total lie. I have never used a chamois to clean my fingers from charcoal. In fact, it just spreads it everywhere. But yeah, sometimes I'll use a chamois and I'll rub charcoal, vine charcoal, into the paper to make a dark, like a dark paper, and then I'll get an eraser. Most likely an eraser pen. I have three different erasers. No, I actually have four. Oh my god, I should make my next one about erasers. I'm getting ahead of myself. I usually take an eraser and I. What's it called? A reduction drawing, where I reduct the product and I make like a reverse drawing, which actually looks really nice. I love reductive drawings. They're so pretty. I wish I could make more, but I never have the time. But yeah, that's vine charcoal. I'm pretty sure it's used for like other things, but I'm going off of my experience of what I used them for in art school and in college, which isn't a lot. I'm not really a professional or anything. I just know way too much about charcoal. But yeah, that was all my charcoal. And of course there's probably other different mediums of charcoal, like charcoal powder, which is literally it's charcoal powder, and charcoal powder is used in many different ways.
Please be careful when you use charcoal powder, though, if you do plan to use it, because it's not good for your lungs. And charcoal kind of like flies, kind of like, it's very easy to get picked up in the wind. It's terrible. I once got charcoal up my nose. I was blowing my nose and the tissue was just black. It was kind of funny, actually, thinking about it. But please don't inhale charcoal. It's very bad for you. That goes for, like, not just charcoal powder, but for vine charcoal, compressed charcoal, charcoal pencil. Because, again, charcoal is very brittle. It's not like graphite. Graphite's pretty, pretty heavy, and charcoal's very, very light. So do not get that in your lungs. I would hate for you to get that in your lungs. I really don't want you to breathe in charcoal. It sucks. But I hope talking about charcoal has made you think, wow, maybe I will try it out. Or maybe you're just trying to go to bed. Yeah, thanks for staying with me and listening to me to talk about nonsense about charcoal. It's nice to talk about things I know a lot about, even if you can't say anything back to me. It's nice to know that somebody's listening. But I hope you have a good one. But I swear to you, if you use an electric sharpener and you use it to sharpen a charcoal pencil, I will find you and I will hunt you down.